Ag Matters is brought to you by Jack and Dick's Feed Store. Visit Jack and Dick's at 975 South Jackson Street, Janesville.
From the farm and the field to your house and your table, Ag Matters in Southern Wisconsin. This program is presented in cooperation with the Ag Business Council of Rock County to help us all discover the many reasons why Ag matters. Now, here's your host.
Well, good morning, Southern Wisconsin. It's a great day in Southern Wisconsin. I want to welcome you to our radio program, Ag Matters. This is Jim Raymond from the Rock County Ag Business Council, and we're here today to talk about my favorite subject in the world of agriculture. Because from food to fiber, from what you eat to what you wear, ag matters. Now, today's program is sponsored by Arndt Farms of Janesville. Now, you know that great farm family. They're just south of Janesville, have several beef cookouts on their farm over the years, and they're always active in youth programs like 4-H. Man, what a family. They sponsor today's program because they know, just like me in southern Wisconsin, that ag matters. My guest today is Steve Dean, the owner of Mocha Moment here in Janesville. Now, Mocha Moment is arguably the nicest coffee shop in the Janesville area. It's comfortable, has good food. Of course, it has great coffee. And Mocha Moment is a nice place to meet with your friends. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Hey, it's good to see you. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about coffee. Oh, you didn't bring coffee with you. Oh, that's a morning drink. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll get together and we'll get coffee some other time. Today, we're going to be talking. Well, before we get to the show, we speak with Steve. We had reached that part of the program we call Ask a Farmer. Today's question is, we enjoy beef all the time, but what are the other products that are made from cows and steers that give us that beef? Well, when we think of cattle, we naturally think of beef they provide for our dining room table, and they do. The average American eats 79 pounds of beef in a year. American farmers and ranchers are the largest producers of beef in the world. They produce 18% of all the beef that the world produces in a year's time. But what else can we get from those steers? Well, how about pig skins? What? You mean the slang term that we use for football is commonly known as a pig skin is really a steer skin? And the answer is yes. Footballs are really made out of the hides of cattle. In one hide, you can produce approximately 10 footballs, or as the slang terms, you make 10 pig skins from one cow skin. The Wilson Football Company has been the official maker of footballs for the National Football League since 1941, and all the footballs come from cattle hides. When teams play in the Super Bowl, they use a total of 216 footballs. Each team gets 54 footballs to practice with, and they use another 54 footballs apiece for the game. So in round numbers, takes 22 cattle hides to provide the necessary footballs for the Super Bowl. The players play the Super Bowl like their life depended on it, but the poor cattle literally give their lives and their hides to provide the footballs for the games. Do keep in mind that all the cattle hides are a byproduct of the beef that all of us routinely enjoy. Well, remember, today's show is sponsored by Arndt Farms of Janesville. Great farm family that's been involved in agriculture all their lives. David, Alan, Bob Arndt. I've taken over the home farm, have a nice cattle feeding operation, just like their father and mother, Willard and Donald Arndt, had. What a family. They believe, just as I do, that ag matters.
Ag Matters will return after this.
And you're going to be green and growing.
You're not still sore at Brian, are you?
What? No. I was talking to Lawn about Earth Carpet Grass Seed, how Earth Carpet is a solution to any problem lawn, and it comes in so green and lush.
Talking to the lawn? Never mind. Where's Brian anyway?
Oh, I asked him to count all the Earth Carpet seed.
1,006,047? 1,006,048?
Seed by seed? Matt!
Get your Earth Carpet Grass Seed today at Jack and Dick's, 975 South Jackson Street, Janesville.
SUVs are selling like hotcakes. Hi, this is Bob Clapper from Bob Clapper Automotive. This month, get a 2021 Chevy Trax from only $19,998 or lease for $299 with no money down. Trax is not only stylish, but delivers outstanding comfort and fuel economy. Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and more. A new Trax is a no-brainer. Stop in or click BobClapperAutomotive.com. Service you love from people you trust. Chevrolet, find new roads.
36-month, 30,000-mile lease, $740 due at signing.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal.
College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Wisconsin high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Jim Raymond, and welcome back to our show, Ag Matters. My guest today is Steve Dean, the owner of Mocha Moment here in Janesville, that coffee shop on, South Center Way, as you head out of town there. I don't know, Steve, are you a native of Janesville, or do you grow up some other places?
I am not. I was born in Texas because my dad and all of his ancestors were cotton farmers in Texas.
Really?
Cotton ranchers, and I still have cousins in that. And then they moved to Illinois because my mom was from Illinois. So I grew up in Sterling, about 85 miles southwest of here toward the Quad Cities. Kathy and I came to Janesville when we were 18 because her sister lived here, and we never left.
Never left. It's a great place to raise a family.
We think so.
Yeah, it's a very nice place to live. And I don't know, go to school here in Wisconsin, or what's a little bit about your background here?
I graduated from high school in Sterling, had a really great education there that I was proud of. Went to college in central Wisconsin, and then came back here.
Oh, boy. I suppose you didn't take a major in coffee shop. Is that fair to say?
I did not. It was an afterthought. So I was a teacher for 30 years at a small parochial high school in Janesville.
Well, what did you teach?
I teach composition. It's my forte. And literature and history. So three classes every afternoon. I've always done that. And then about 30 years ago, I quit doing that full time and still teach part time for the same high school. But family and I just decided to start Mocha Moment.
Oh, boy. And a teacher besides. Well, I'm on the Edgerton School Board, and I've been on there for a long time. So I have a lot of my heart is soft when I speak with teachers. They're wonderful people.
Okay.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Well, let's talk about the history of Mocha Moment, because it's a nice coffee shop. I'd say that's not, it qualifies as the south side of town. Where'd that come from? You've been thinking about that for a long time?
Well, we really hadn't. I've always liked coffee, and Kathy's always liked to bake, but we had not thought of that for very long, and we just decided that I'd do something besides being full-time at that school, and so we decided to talk with our younger kids and thought, well, let's do a Mocha Moment.
Give it a try.
Yeah, we gave it a try, and we built on the south side because we live over there, and Kathy and I have five children. We've always been a one-vehicle family, so I've tried to keep my commute short because I ride my bicycle everywhere year-round.
What a guy.
We share a vehicle, so that's why we were on the south side.
Well, I was a one-vehicle family when I was a kid because that's all we could afford, one car. Uh-huh. But now we have two. We've grown up.
Oh, boy.
Well, the south side of Janesville, when did you build it? What's the background on that?
Well, we started looking for property in 2002, and we found the property where we are that summer, June of 2002. Started building it in the fall. And then opened on January 13th, Monday morning, a very cold, frigid, blizzardy morning in 2003.
And people showed up at the door the first day?
Well, yes and no. They did show up, but not in droves because we had no idea what we were doing. So we never advertised. We didn't. We just quietly hung the shingle out.
Yep.
We built it in such a way that I thought that they might not come quickly, but they'll come, and I'll figure out what we're doing, and then they'll want to come back once they've been there because of the location, the ambiance, and that's exactly what happens. So you kind of get in there, and if it's your thing, you're like, wow, this is kind of cool. And so they've come back and come back and come back, and without any advertising. So that just it just built from there.
Sounds good. Have you added a little property to it? The piece that you bought, did you own it from the very, very beginning? Because you've put in bigger parking lot. You've done things there.
We owned, there are two parcels there, and we owned the larger parcel first, and then we bought the corner second and landscaped that and then rehabbed that building that's there that I own now, and that's a salon and an office. And then put that whole berm out front so it'd make it kind of an oasis back in there.
Yeah.
That was second.
Well, tell us a few secrets to success. Because when I go to your coffee shop, it's comfortable. That's what I tell people. You walk in, and I think that's what you want in a coffee shop. You want people to come, comfy chairs. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a nice feel to it. Tell us a little bit about what you do in order to get the ambiance right and what makes you successful.
Well, I think what you feel is probably hospitality and welcome. Mm-hmm. Our house has always been Grand Central, and lots of people come and go and feel comfortable, and so that we've just extended. And then I get interviewed from time to time by business classes, high school or college or Black Hawk Tech sometimes, and people want to know, and I always ask, the first question I ask them is, what's missing here that would normally be in every business? And because it has to do with ambiance. And I've never had anyone guess it.
Hmm.
And so I have to tell them, have you ever heard a phone ring here?
Hmm.
We don't have any landline at Moca Moment. And I illustrate with, you've been at the hardware store or the grocery store or the office, wherever you are, and there's a big sign out back that says customer service number one, but then the phone rings, and then you're number two or three if the phone rings again. So at Moca Moment, why we don't get distracted with that. It's the people that are matter. So you feel that hospitality. And then there's no big name advertising, anything like that. It's very soft, feels homey in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't advertise or make it glitzy. I don't have any other products for sale that I'm trying to sell people on, just our coffee. So when you walk in there, it feels sort of soft and homey, we think. And that's part of the ambiance.
I would tell you, times I've been there recently, it's I've been by myself, and you walk in. And a lot of times when I go to places like that, you feel a little uncomfortable taking up a big table. You're just by yourself, you know, just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your chairs next to the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, you do it right. You have a place where you can set your breakfast and your coffee. There's a little table next to each one of the chairs.
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody thought of that, I think.
Yes.
Because that's where I go. When I go there and I'm by myself, I always go over and sit. It's a very comfy chair. But beyond that, it isn't like you're just sitting there and you got to put the stuff on your lap.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I don't know. This has been a kind of a wild and crazy year this year. Pandemic. Tell us a little bit about what you've had to adjust to.
Well, when we first closed down, like everyone was locked down for a couple of months last spring, why we had a drive-through. We have a drive-through. We've always had a drive-through, and so we had a lot of loyal customers that tipped all the young people and all the people that worked there really well.
Oh, that's
so that came back right away, and we got busier than ever. So after the lockdown,
on the drive-through,
yep. After the 2 month total lockdown was over, why people came back inside fairly quickly. Of course, we couldn't have near as many seats or tables, and it's busy. We used to say before the pandemic that it was packed in there most of the time, and it's not packed now, but it's busy. It's busy a lot, and so but the drive-through is just busier than ever. So overall, we are busier than before the pandemic overall.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. And you'd kind of anticipate as we get past this pandemic that maybe it'll get packed again.
Yeah.
It'll fill up. You do have adequate parking, and I think that's part of the key.
Mm-hmm.
You have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's in a coffee shop nowadays, there's some ingredients that you have to have in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it's, you know, the ambiance you talk of and such. I don't know. Talk about your menu.
Our menu's been a development over time. Kathy's always been good in the kitchen, And so we, at first, she just made a couple of coffee cakes when we first opened. And finally, the kids said, you can do better muffins than these that we were getting. And so it gradually developed the idea of her baking. And pretty soon, it's everything. And we literally bake everything in there from scratch that is that you can make from scratch, except the bagels. That's a different process. They're bought. But everything else is baked from scratch. It's Kathy's recipes. And so that's been successful, and we're proud of that. She bakes bread, four kinds of bread, from scratch by the loaf. You can buy French bread, seven-grain bread, whole wheat, winter wheat bread. That's a whole wheat bread or a rye bread. So all those are baked. Our paninis are all made from scratch, the bread in them. And so it's you can get – we don't do dinner, of course, but you can get a really nice breakfast there with breakfast paninis. You get a nice lunch with lunch paninis. And then there we have oats, like, for breakfast, and a lot of beautiful fruit cups that we make and cut the fruit there ourselves. So you can get a good meal there.
Well, you really can. It's – you know, it's got that I don't know, that pleasant kind of ambiance to it. And I have to ask – you have that big old blackboard, covers the back behind, it's big.
Uh-huh.
It's got all your, everything you're selling, and all of the prices are there, and whatever. And you can't, you look at it and you say, well, they've got to be erased someplace in there, but it doesn't look like there's erasers in there. How do you do that?
Lots of people have asked that question. It's a great question. One of the bakers that works for us is also really great at calligraphy. And so she makes that actually without any lines. I give her a menu. She eyes it in. And when we have to change something, as crazy as it seems, she's able to erase a couple of lines, readjust, and make it look like it was always that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she does erase.
Quite the perspective and talent.
Oh, boy. Everybody contributes, don't they? Well, it's a great place to have coffee. And this is an ag show, and occasionally I like to put somebody like you on, somebody who's got selling that end product that's out there. When I walk in and I say, now this is a well-run little place, and I understand you do a little gardening and things like that. We're going to take a little break right now, but when we come back, we'll talk more about that.
Okay.
Well, my guest today, once again, is Steve Dean from Mocha Moment here in Janesville, and remember, our sponsor for Ag Matters, Arndt Farms of Janesville. Alan, David, and Bob Arndt, carrying on that farming tradition of their father, Willard Arndt. Good local family, making their living in agriculture, and believe just as I do that ag matters.
More Ag Matters coming your way in a moment. Southern Wisconsin's news leader, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Now that the weather is finally getting warmer, it's time to gear up for spring and get started on those projects you've been thinking about all winter. Blaine's Farm and Fleet has all the supplies you'll need to get the job done right, like Milwaukee pipe wrenches in a variety of sizes, now 20% off. Make sure you have the right tool for the job with a 26-piece screwdriver set with holding rack from Performance Tool. On sale just $19.99. Take 10% off select Dado roller chains. And check out this new item at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It's a 208cc rear tine tiller from Yardmax. It features dual rotation with 7 depth adjustments, priced at $649.99. Plus, check out these great doorbuster deals. Krylon Farm and Implement Paints, now 10% off. Save $3 on 24 to 50 pound bags of Purina Pro Plan dog food. And keep your feathered friends happy with Farm and Fleet Wild Bird Food. 2 20-pound bags of wild bird food, just $11. That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Wait lists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Jim Raymond with Ag Matters here, and my guest today is Steve Dean, the owner of Mocha Moment. And Steve, when we were off the air here, we were talking a little bit about, I don't know, you said you had like 10 photographs of family members in your in Mocha Moment, you know, old family members, probably deceased, many of them, that always owned their business.
Yes.
Wow, tell us just quickly about that.
Okay, very briefly, I have a vast heritage website. It's one of my hobbies. My mother was not a pack rat, but she knew what to save. So there's a lot of old documents and old photographs, and I realized maybe 15 years ago that as far as I knew, none of my forebears have ever worked for anybody, all independent business people like I am now.
Wow.
My father owned a upholstery shop, a one-man operation in Sterling. And my grandpa, the most prominent photograph and my favorite one is my grandpa, 1908 photograph with a milk wagon, horse and team, delivering milk. So my grandpa and his brothers owned Hay Brothers Ice Cream and Dairy. There were four plants once upon a time. I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
When I first came to Janesville, you could buy Hay Brothers Ice Cream in four locations, including Woodman's. And so I was very proud of that. It's defunct now. One time it was all over northern Illinois. Then other ones, my grandfather owned a road cart company. And there's one of his road carts still in existence. It's been restored since central Illinois. I have a photograph of that in the office.
What is a road cart? I'm not sure what it is.
Pulled by, yeah, I think you might call it a surrey.
If you go to
like a county fair, they might have races. At least there used to be a Whiteside County where I grew up with those kind of road carts. And so he owned Woodard and Hay, a manufacturing company. My great-grandmother owned a dress shop, employed about 26 girls. And then they owned one of my grandfathers owned a general store in Sterling in 1914 through 16. And so there's a lot of that.
It's in the blood, isn't
it's
it?
It's in the blood.
But there is something to that, too, that I think when you grow up and you grow up with this mindset of entrepreneurship, it's in the blood. You know,
it is.
In your family, you kind of encourage people, don't go and just get a job. Come on. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do this?
Sometimes joke, I wonder if I'm employable.
There you are. Well, I want to talk a little bit about you have farming roots that kind of came from Texas and other places. But, I don't know, you said you had a garden. You told me over the phone before we, put this together. Tell us a little bit about what you do, because it isn't just a little garden either.
Okay, my father was inspired by a garden. I was born in Texas, where he grew up. All my forebears, Dean's side, have been in Texas from generations back, cotton farmers. And so very dry in West Texas, west of Abilene, yet another 50 miles. And so rather semi-arid country, 20 inches of rain a year.
So far, it doesn't sound like a garden.
No.
Okay? All right.
And so when he came north, because my mom was from Illinois, he was just amazed at how everything produced with Illinois soil. So I grew up with about a half acre garden every year, lots of corn, lots of canning, typical farm family feel to it.
Yep.
My mom canned everything. Well, it's just in my blood. I couldn't get it out. So I have a garden. I have a regular city lot, not real big, not small, but not real big. And out back, I have a 20-foot by 40-foot garden, which is pretty big for a city.
Yes.
But I love it. I can't wait to get out there every year. In fact, I've already got green pepper plants up. I grow my own bedding plants because they take longer to sprout and grow.
So you have
and
a greenhouse then?
No, inside with a light over them. And in a few more days, I'll start the other plants inside. But I grow some southern things there. I grow okra. Mm-hmm. We fry that. And I grow black-eyed peas.
Oh, boy, you'd get along with my wife really well. She's from the Philippines. Yeah. Okra, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Not so great with me, but yeah. Well, what other things do you grow in the garden? Because, if you have a garden that size, you got to have a variety of stuff.
I grow broccoli, mm-hmm. cauliflower, and I grow potatoes every year. I grow Kennebecs and Pontiacs, the red tomato potatoes. And then we grow some corn. I like to grow ambrosia, and I grow tomatoes. I grow Romas and the beefsteak, Wisconsin 55s.
That's what I raise.
And the grape tomatoes I like, so I grow those. And green peppers, I've already said.
Well, what do you do with it all?
Give it away. We eat a lot of it. Lots of fresh all the time.
Yeah.
And my grandkids, they love to eat that stuff. And so then I give it away to neighbors.
Yeah. Good for you. The neighborhood guy that does well. My wife does a lot of canning. We put in 50 tomato plants every year.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot. It's more than we should do.
Yeah.
It's more than she should do, I know, because our month of September, it seems like we're canning tomatoes all month.
Yeah.
But she enjoys it. Tell me about composting, because I think I recall you saying that some of the stuff from the Mocha Moment ends up in your garden.
Right. We try not to. I've always been real frugal way before environmentalism was in. Frugal is not the right word. Try to take good care of the earth. So we've always composted. And I understand it. I understand that coffee grounds are high in nitrogen. And so all our coffee grounds go on gardens. We waste nothing. We get about over a 5-gallon pail a day of coffee grounds from Mocha Moment. So those all go on gardens somewhere, mine, hedges, flower gardens, and as fertilizer. All the fruit cuttings, we get a pail of fruit cuttings every day, like a 3-gallon pail. Those all go into compost piles.
When you say fruit cuttings, you're talking about peeling apples or something
that? Well, in our fruit, we have a lot of cantaloupe. And all those kind of fruit cuttings, kiwi, so anything that's left over from that pineapple, anything that doesn't go into the fruit cup goes into the compost pile.
God, you sound like a farmer, Steve. This is awesome. I don't know. Gardening is a little bit, that gets to be in your blood, too.
It is.
And if a family had a garden, mm-hmm. A lot of times it trails down to the kids and goes on mm-hmm. from there. I don't know. What's the future look like for you? You told me off the air that you've been teaching for 47 years?
Six.
46 years?
I think.
Holy moly. What's the future look like for you? Where are you going?
I'm not the retiring type. I like to be less hectic and less busy, but I love what I do. And mm-hmm. so I go back one year at a time teaching school. And Mocha Moment, I got really great staff, really great people there. And so it's not hectic there anymore. For me, so I enjoy it, and in the future, I want to wind down a little bit, but never quit until it's time. But I just love what I do.
Tell me what time you get to work in the morning.
Well, it varies. We open at 5, and I used to open 6 days a week at 5 mm-hmm. in the morning. I had to get up at 3:15, and I only open one day a week now, but I still get up the same time. I get up around 3:15 to 3:30 every day.
Oh, boy.
And then I work from home for a while. And on the days that I open, I get there at 4 o'clock, which is Tuesdays now. On the other days, I'm working from home then, book work and all the things you got to do to plan and run a business. And I get to Mocha Moment probably at average 5:45 or 6 o'clock on those days.
Sound like one of those entrepreneurs, one of those businessmen. Well, there you have it, folks. And some of the secrets to success for Mocha Moment. Coffee shop here in Janesville. We want to thank Steve Dean for coming in today. Tell us all about it. Stop and see Steve and his staff for breakfast or lunch or maybe just for a great cup of coffee. We have a lot of great programs coming up on Ag Matters. Next week, I have my good friend Larry Oberdeck coming in. Larry raises corn and soybeans, good farmer, but he also raises 3 acres of asparagus. Now, there's no way that you can raise asparagus that isn't a lot of hand labor. And Larry's going to be here to tell us all about it. After that, I have Laura Payne coming from Grassland 2.0. The Wisconsin dairy industry has a wide variety of participants from commercial dairy farms to organic dairy farms. Grassland 2.0 promotes grazing dairy cattle, and their motto is caring for our land and caring for ourselves. Today's sponsor for Ag Matters, Arndt Farms of Janesville, Alan, David, Bob Arndt, carrying on that farming tradition of their father, Willard Arndt. good local family making their living in agriculture and believe, just as I do, that ag matters.
For more Ag Matters, join us again next week at this same time or visit our website to listen to current and past podcast episodes on demand. Remember, from the food you eat to the car you drive, ag matters. This is WCLO.
Every morning.
For info in the morning.
While the coffee is brewing,
morning news.
So is Southern Wisconsin's morning news.
If I can arrive on time.
I definitely have to know the forecast.
Anywhere there's a radio or computer.
I enjoy getting my news that way.
It's all here on WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.